Hey guys, Will Durst here to tell you that everything we know is wrong. Just when we think we have it all figured out, somebody lets us know we're so far off the mark we might have taken the neighbor's car to work, slept with our cousin, and brushed our teeth with Preparation H. Turns out it's those damn Democrats responsible for holding back the middle class. Yes! According to Republican Party leaders, the GOP is the great defender of the common man, and the fact that they suck up to the rich like a thousand giant squid on the body of a beached whale is a monitoring device. Like the Vichy government, they're only pretending to be sycophantic leeches. They're actually brave resistance fighters. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell recently told his party they need to refocus on the stagnant middle class, making some folk worry that his real goal is to suck the bones clean. Like that Twilight Zone episode where the aliens arrive with a book called To Serve Man, which is later revealed to be a cookbook. Before pulling out of his short unannounced presidential run, Mitt Romney claimed he was determined to help the working class. And when he called 47% of Americans moochers and malingerers, he meant that in a good way. Jeb Bush says the recession is still going on for 60% of America because President Obama hasn't done enough for the middle class, totally neglecting to mention the very recession he's talking about is the same one created and nurtured by a close family member. Next thing you know, Scott Walker will run as a friend of the unions, and Chris Christie will announce he's prepared to fight the scourge of type 2 diabetes. Then, in response, maybe we could expect Hillary Clinton to champion tort reform and start bashing the National Endowment of the Arts. For WillDurst.com, Will Durst, M.I.